Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. That's right, Cliffy's back. Cliff is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book. He is an attorney. We love him anyway. And also the Small Business Survival Guide. He's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Cliff, over the last few decades, there's been something created. We used to call them entrepreneurial centers. The generic industry term is business incubator, and there are lots of different kinds. I've been watching them flourish and not flourish over the last probably at least 20 years and probably closer to 30 years. Tell the audience what a business incubator is.
Okay, incubator, sometimes it's also called an accelerator, too, depending on what part of the country you're in. But basically, an incubator is a physical facility. It is a brick-and-mortar place. Usually, it's a cluster or a warren of offices and cubicles where startup companies can basically set up their shop. There's internet access. They can network with other people who are in the incubator. And usually the person who's running the incubator provides a list of specific services. So, for example, there'll be a law firm on call if people need legal advice. There'll be an accounting firm on call if people need tax help. And basically what they try to do is nurture these companies like an incubator to the point where they can break free and go off and on their own and thrive and prosper. That's the concept anyway.
And where this is different from executive suites, executive suites have been around 30 or so years or more, and this is right. Where you just rent space and share a receptionist and a fax machine, etc. An incubator is very similar to that, except that there's the person who or the team or the organization that is the host actually is in the process is adding services that include helping you get your business going and probably a little more networking among the tenants, right?
That's exactly right. It's usually an open floor plan type space where people can interact with each other, network with each other, but there's also a goal involved of eventually getting you out of the incubator. And that's
many incubators have a requirement. When you sign up 3 years, you got to leave.
That's right. You can continue paying rent, but the rent keeps increasing to the point where it becomes unprofitable. They push you out that way.
Well, and there are different kinds of incubators. There are private incubators like when you started, and then there are local municipal incubators where they're trying to grow local businesses to improve the economy.
Yeah, seeing this a lot now. A lot of universities are partnering with government agencies to use some of their excess space to create incubators. This is happening a lot here in the Northeast because, quite frankly, here in the Northeast, we can't grow tech businesses any other way, so we got to do it this way.
Right.
But the problem, of course, is that when you have a university or a government agency as the host of an incubator, you're dealing with people who do not come from an entrepreneurial culture. And very often there's a clash between the host's objectives and what the tenants are trying to accomplish. You see that a lot.
And this is where you should hire an incubator, a business consultant, incubator-type expert, rather than bringing in a professor or hiring a bureaucrat involved in charge.
Bingo. So for example, right now there are a lot of law firms in the country that have excess space. They've laid off a lot of their lawyers. They still have a few years left to go on their lease, so they can't just hand the space back to the landlord. So what a lot of law firms and accounting firms are doing is they're clearing off a certain floor and turning it into an incubator in the hopes that some of these companies will eventually become clients of the firm once they get bigger.
Right.
Now that's great, but as we all know, lawyers with maybe one exception that I can think of, should probably not be running an entrepreneurial enterprise.
Right.
It's probably best to know what you don't know and bring in, and there are people
right.
out there who will come in and run these incubators. You know,
it's a profession. That's the thing. In the last 30 years, business incubators are an industry, and they're people who are professionals the way that they're professional Chamber of Commerce executives.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
And they are entrepreneurs themselves. In fact, usually they want to be the first company in the incubator. That's the deal.
Right.
They'll say, look, give me free rent for the first 6 months and I'll run your incubator for you. And that may be a deal you want to, if they've got credentials.
Right.
You know, always look for someone who's actually built and run successful companies, not just some wannabe who thinks
one thing about
an incubator.
One thing about incubators, though, folks, is they basically have the same ultimate goal, but how they get there are as different as anything you can find out there. I mean, it's very much different. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Cliff Inico. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.